Welcome once again to the Chuck Graham Show. I just wanted to touch base today on some things that I think you guys would find pretty interesting. And I call it the insanity of YouTube and the dopamine hit that you get when you're browsing these things. Now, keep in mind, if you've been following the channel long enough, you know that I don't have Facebook. I do have, Twitter. So you can like, subscribe, follow me on Twitter. It's LibPanic is what I have on Twitter. So, but the point being is the dopamine hit that they try to provide you with on YouTube. I'm just going to read you some of the headlines that they were showing me this morning, right? And am I logged in? Yes, I'm logged in. So therefore, they know what kind of content the algorithm does anyway. But let's read some of them. Busted by my client's dash camera. Officer fired. Lawsuit just settled. Okay, I can see that because I'm always looking into litigation stuff. Then you got the liberal hive mind, which is the crowd turns on her when Tulsi Gabbard calls out her crap. Talking about Joy Reid, I believe it is. And you move on down to Bill Maher says he does not understand Harrison Butker's graduation speech. I don't know. Didn't listen to it, so I don't know what that's about. So it's probably super conservative. And then my favorite, Jeff Barron and his daughter Hannah, Rustic Log Bed, which I like her channel. So I get a kick out of some of the stuff she does, especially the noodling. I get a kick out of that. So, but Cohen says Trump should be jailed for following his advice. Not only is he a perjurer, convicted perjurer, a liar, and also continues to lie and get caught up in lies, Michael Cohen is, he just basically destroyed the prosecution's case in that that he just can't stop lying. So, folks, let me just say this. I'm not going to read any further, but the insanity of YouTube and Twitter. Twitter is even worse than YouTube when it comes to dopamine. I mean, the things that come up in my feed that would irritate me and make me respond to something. I got to thinking yesterday, I thought, what am I responding to this crap for? I mean, what's the purpose? Why? So I stopped doing it. Not entirely, but you get the point. But it's just, you know, FBI on, knocked on the door, gets completely on. I don't even know what that's about, but I'm going to let that go. Senator Fetterman hits back on AOC. From what I understand about John Fetterman, he actually is more conservative than they give him credit for after he come out of his stroke. And I think he's completely 100% healed, and he's their worst nightmare. They were pushing like hell because they thought they could control him. And then once he got well, wow. I mean, he just simply come out with a wrecking ball. It looks like he and AOC are in clashes with one another, and I don't see how that could happen, really. The Green New Steel. Oh, deal. Sorry, deal. The Green New Deal, which does way worse damage to the environment than just simply, letting the trees absorb CO2, like, you know, they breathe that and then expunge oxygen. We have more forest today than we did in the 1980s. Miami is not underwater. And is there climate change? Sure. Yeah, absolutely. But is there anything we can do about it? Yeah, no, absolutely not. I don't see where we can do anything. And I think, you know, whereas you have cars and automobiles today, you don't have 300 million buffaloes farting. It's a joke, but, you know, they did say that that was a problem at one time, too, so I don't know what to tell these people. Really, I mean, it'll be a 100,000 years. I mean, normal civilizations, what, a couple of hundred, maybe 1,000 years. Rome was around for 1,000, a couple of thousand years or something like that. I don't know the exact numbers. I'm sure you're going to let me know in the comments, but the fact of the matter is every civilization falls. America will fall at some point, just like every business will fall and collapse at some point because of something better and bigger or some, you know, climatic change that pushes us backwards for, you know, a couple of hundred years. Who knows what's going to happen on it? But I do know this, that the fact of the matter is change has happened. Climates change, etc. There's nothing we can do about it. I mean, so why worry about it, right? I don't see that. But some of the headlines are just crazy on here. But, you know, going through the the Twitter feeds on some of these, like the Trump trials and the one that really gets me the most, as y'all know, I don't edit these videos, whether I cough in them or not, is the one with Nancy Pelosi and the English guy. What was his name? I joined his channel. Walter. Anyway, it eludes me. But he basically made her look like a monkey fucking a football. I mean, he made her look like an idiot. And then he exposed her hypocrisy. You know, he says, yes, Trump should have accepted the elections, which he should have. And let me explain something to you about January 6th and the elections. Okay? The legislatures presented two forms of electorals. They've done this at least three times in history. The reason they did that is because they didn't agree with the electorals that was being presented. Thomas Jefferson had that happen when he was vice president, and he won the presidency. Go figure. So, but my point being is this. It's happened over and over in our country. Do I think that Mrs. P wanted this to happen? I do. Because she didn't want those alternative electors. Not that Mike Pence was going to pick the alternatives, but they could have. My point is they could have. And the states have that right. So even if it was found out that the election was stolen, right? It doesn't matter. Because the electors and the state legislatures was the only one that could stop it. That's why they presented two forms of the electors. So that Mike Pence could pick the ones that he thought was accurate. And that's why you have what you had in that January 6th and Nancy Pelosi basically turning down the National Guard from Donald Trump. And when that English guy quoted what Trump actually said, she was looking at him like, who are you? According to him, who are you? Basically, he's saying that she was basically looking at him saying, you know, why are you doing this? And do you know who I am? That was basically her premise to it. My point being is this. History's going to show a lot of malfeasance in what happened that they intended to happen. I can guarantee you there's classified documents right now that tell the truth that we won't know about for 50 years. I'll be dead and gone when that comes out. But the point being is this. Folks, the bottom line is there's two forms of electors. The only ones that can stop it's the legislatures. They're the ones that certify the electorals, the electorates, and they send them up and they count them and they certify them and then boom, the president. It doesn't matter if it was stolen or not. If the electors certify the electors, the electorals, if the senators, or excuse me, the legislatures certify the electors, that's it. It's over with. Yes, he should have accepted the election results. And in the same ticket, like Nancy Pelosi said, it was hijacked. 2016 was hijacked. And that English guy got her to admit it was hijacked. She still, to this day, thinks it was hijacked. So she didn't accept the election either. None of them did. It's all the hypocrisy of the left. You know, if you're going to tell one person to accept the electors, then you accept them too. We all did. So the bottom line, it's not the first time it's happened and it won't be the last. But there's a process. They tried to follow the process. It got hijacked, as in Nancy Pelosi's own words. But the point being is, and I'm going to leave this video at 10 minutes, but the point being is, folks, there is a lot of craziness going on YouTube for that dopamine hit. How many times you clicked on something, commented on it, and waste 30 seconds of your life commenting on something that nobody gives a damn about? I've done it, and it's just the insanity of social media. And with that, I digress, and I will see you guys on the next video. And sorry that my hair looks like I'm Persian. I just got out of the shower, so I'll catch you guys on the next video. God bless. Stay safe.